Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with our students coordinator, Jamin Murray.
We have been unpacking this idea as a church of becoming family. And it's made me think about my own family. And one of my family's favorite movies growing up was Lilo and Stitch. You may be familiar with it also, but there is a famous quote from that movie that uses this word ohana. And in that movie, they say that ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. There is a scene in the Gospel of Luke chapter 18 where parents bring their children to Jesus seeking his blessing, but the disciples rebuke them, assuming that Jesus had more important matters to attend to. And I love Jesus' response here. He says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." We see in Jesus' life an example during his ministry. There is no member of his family that gets left behind or forgotten. All are valuable to him and play an important role in not only the church, but the kingdom of God. "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Being in student ministry myself, I am extremely aware of the reality that there are so many young people who are falling away from their faith. A large percentage of those happen after a student graduates from high school. I believe that there is a specific call for the church today, particularly in its approach to the next generation of young people. Just as Jesus welcomes children into his presence, he is also inviting us to receive this generation with open arms and begin to engage with them. Not allow them to get left behind or forgotten, but intentionally discipling them and teaching them the way of Jesus. When we engage with young people, we can learn from Jesus' perfect example. He didn't view children or middle school students or high school students as distractions or inconveniences. Rather, he saw them as vital participants in God's kingdom. So in other words, we need to see young people not just as the church of the distant future, but as members of the body of Christ today. How we receive their perspectives, experiences, questions are essential to being a complete family of faith. The reality is that we are in a very real spiritual battle for the souls of our children, teenagers, and young adults. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." There was one particular study that found that when both parents are faithful and active in the church, 93% of their children remain faithful. And when one parent was faithful, 73% of their children remain faithful. And when neither parent was particularly active in the church, 53% of their children stayed faithful. In those instances where neither parent was active at all and only attended church now and then, the percentage dropped to a mere 6%. My encouragement for us today is, as we become family this year, may we become a family that is fully engaged. May we also be intentional with every member and generation of our family, not leaving anyone behind. Let's pray. Father, I want to lift up this emerging generation to you, Lord. Would you call today's generation out of the darkness and into your light? Would you reveal your truth to them in this lost and broken world? Father, forgive us as a church body, Lord, if we have forgotten any members of our family. Help us and equip us to choose to be intentional today. Lord, thank you for adopting us into your family. We lift all these things up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.